The Environmental Protection Agency late last year changed the so-called New Source Review Regulations, a step that the agency says will make it easier to renovate and expand some large industrial sites, including power plants and refineries. But Wisconsin DNR Air Management Director Lloyd Egan contends the new federal regulation would increase air pollution in Illinois and other states that are sometimes upwind from Wisconsin.
And so we think that that will exacerbate our problems with non-attainment for ozone in eastern Wisconsin. So by participating in the lawsuit, we hope that we can have that situation corrected and that we won't receive additional pollution across our borders.
The lawsuit, Egan mentions, is newly authorized by Governor Doyle and is similar to what about 10 other states have filed. The DNR says if the EPA changes had been in place last year, Wisconsin would have seen hundreds more tons of nitrogen oxide, small particles, and volatile organic compounds go into the air from local sources. The department is still calculating the amount of pollution that would have come in from other states. But the state's largest business group is not happy to hear Wisconsin is going to court. Jeff Shupke of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says there's no firm link between New Source Review and the transport of pollution here.
We don't think they really have any good evidence to show that it will increase emissions. Even if it does, the potential increases are going to be dwarfed by two things.
Those things are two other pollution control programs requiring reductions in nitrogen oxide and ozone. Both are coming online over the next few years. WMC says it may file its own legal action. The DNR board this week did tell DNR staff to start revising state new source rules so they're more flexible for business. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.